Ollie, a tough afternoon to you there. You were in looking to bounce back after defeat last week against Richmond, but today it was you're facing an uphill battle throughout.
Very much so. Tough day at the office for the boys. We knew conditions weren't playing to our hands. But at the same time, you know, we felt as a, well, I know I feel as a coaching team, we more than had enough to win the game today. Unfortunately, our game management wasn't good enough. I thought their 10 or 18 was outstanding. Just put them in the right positions, which we failed to do ourselves. And because the game was great field, you came out to us making mistakes and then capitalising. That was them actually putting us under pressure to make those mistakes, unfortunately. But a lesson learned for our young crew, and you know, unfortunately a disappointing one to take into Christmas.
And you're 12-3 down at half time, as you mentioned, Rory Cheeks is four penalties. But the third quarter, I thought you looked like you were in the ascendancy. Your scrum looked really strong. You had Blackie Dot on the back foot and three very powerful scrums in the second period, but you just couldn't make it, couldn't seem to capitalise on that.
I think you pretty much hit the nail on the head. we didn't capitalise, and you know, it meant, you know, as soon as they got into a half, they took a, you know, they got a push over try from the line out, and that was pretty much game done. And it's almost, well, we were trying to get back into it, myself and Ricky in touchline, which is almost Tommy's limitation. It's frustrating really, because the first half said let's play the corners, and it took till the 34th minute for us to actually put a kick in open play that was seen as a tactical one, from our side of things. Frustrating, really. We didn't play well, and you know, we don't play well, particularly away from home against a team like Blackheath, who play the conditions so well. You're not going to win a game, and it is as simple as that, really.
Nevertheless, this is a strange league. There's a lot of results, strange results popping up, and nobody's running away with it. Although Ealing, Roslyn Park, Bladen still ahead of you, but you must be optimistic that in the second half of the season you can catch up with those leading three.
I think we have to be optimistic. The realism is, you know, we've lost 5-6 games now in the first half of the season, and you know, for a team that's seriously going to be considered going up, that's not good enough. And you know, I think, you know, while we have to keep striving and pushing forward, and you know, not make it easy for teams above, it may be a step too far for it now. Unfortunately, I think the damage has been done. We saw that last week against Richmond. You can't lose your home games against teams below you, simple as that. And it's a tough one. You know, the boys are going to have a good break over Christmas and come back and, you know, regroup as a team and push on, and you know, we'll look to build for the rest of the season and see where we end up, really.